Your Mom's a Podcast. Comedy specially designed to fit right inside your ears. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argall and Stephanie Lynn Russell. Okay, so on the front of the card, there's a picture of a sunrise over the ocean and the words, "Every sunrise reminds me," and go. What's it say inside?
Every sunrise reminds me of the first time I saw your smile, and I knew you were the one.
Not bad. Not bad. What do you think of "every sunrise reminds me of the warmth my heart holds for you"?
Yeah, that's nice, I guess.
How about you? Got anything?
Sunrise, right? Over the ocean?
Right.
Okay. Every sunrise reminds me... It reminds me that you ripped my heart out and tore it into a million pieces, crushing my soul and killing a little part of me with every word you say. I hope you die screaming in a fire, you cold, heartless harpy.
Wow. That's detailed.
Yeah. I felt the pain, buddy. It makes the reader kind of hope she dies, too.
Maybe not screaming in a fire, but perhaps something like...
Yeah, that was a bit specific. But still, very expressive. And definitely from the heart.
Right, from the heart. So, she dumped you, huh?
Yeah.
Is she seeing someone new? Do you know?
Guys, I'm right here.
Right. Sorry. So are you seeing anyone?
Okay, gentlemen. We need to capture a contract soon, and I think this is the one. I can feel it. But we need the right idea. Cerebral palsy awareness. Let me hear what you've got. John, hit me. What's your pitch?
Okay, cerebral brain, thinking, intelligence, Mensa, one step too far. Go with this angle. Right, so cerebral palsy, the thinking man's palsy.
That's good. I like it. The thinking man's palsy. It's got a nice ring to it.
Right, because it's cerebral, right?
BM.
Yes, Nigel. You have another idea?
Actually, BM, it's Nancy, and if I may, I'd like to address John's idea for a moment.
Certainly.
John, there are two words in cerebral palsy, but you've chosen to apply all of the focus on just one.
Well, yeah, Nigel.
Nancy.
Anyone that understands how the public thinks would do that. If people are presented with a choice between two words, they'll always pick one.
Wow, you amaze me.
Thanks.
So, John, if I were to say, punch you in the forehead... very, very hard. Hard enough to cause a cerebral hemorrhage. Would you call that a thinking man's hemorrhage?
Quite possibly, Nigel, yes.
Nancy!
If we go with this type of branding, then quite naturally.
No, John. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to call it anything because it would be bloody fatal, wouldn't it?
Not quite sure I follow you, Nigel.
Nancy. Maybe you've already had one and you just don't know it yet.
Well, I am a thinking man. So, yes. Quite possibly.
Right. John, draw up a proposal for this campaign and get it on my desk by the end of tomorrow. Now, the Parkinson's disease fundraising campaign. Ideas?
How about bobblehead dolls?
You've got to be kidding.
No, people love bobbleheads. I think it will be a big hit.
Tell me more, Reg.
Maybe have a little speaker at the base with a few recorded sayings. You wobble the bobblehead and it goes, "Find a cure for Parkinson's," or "Help shake Parkinson's for good." Things like that.
You can't do that. That's incredibly offensive. The whole idea is in very poor taste. There will be no end of complaints.
Right. And that will get people talking about it, won't it? Well done, Reg.
I don't believe this.
Okay, next. An anti-bullying campaign. Anyone?
I think this would be an excellent opportunity for some cross-promotions with an organization I'm involved with.
Yes?
Nazi baby jugglers!
I can't work here. I quit.
So are these Nazis who juggle babies, or are they people who juggle Nazi babies?
Some pressure from the boardroom to come up with some new flavor ideas.
For frozen yogurt? You mean frozen yogurt ideas?
That is the business we're in, Larry, so yes, frozen yogurt flavors!
All right, I just wanted to be sure. You might have been talking about ice cream. You never know.
You didn't just say that.
Oh my god, you're disgusting. Ugh.
What the hell, Larry?
I can't work under these conditions.
Larry, you know we've been patient with you, but frankly, you've gone too far this time. I can't help you. You've crossed the line. I'm afraid you're fired, Larry.
What, just because I said ice cream?
Don't make it worse for yourself, Larry. Just go.
Fine. I don't need this job. I've got plenty of jobs out there for me. Baskin-Robbins is knocking down my door.
Whatever happened to common decency?
It's always the quiet ones.
He's disgusting. I never liked him. Something always seemed off about him.
Right. So, sorry you had to witness that. But it's over now. Back to the matter at hand. New flavor ideas for frozen yogurt!
Frozen yogurt!
Yay. Frozen yogurt, we love you! Cold and tasty, yummy goo! Toppings chosen with great verve! You are the ultimate soft self-serve!
Sorry. That song, it gets me every time. Right in the feels.
That's the power of frozen yogurt, Jim. Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of.
Thanks, Betty. I'm okay. I'm good. Anyway, flavors. I've got one. Pecan pie.
That's a good start. A little mainstream, though. A little middle of the road. Anyone else?
Angel food cake? Peanut butter and banana.
Moving in the right direction, but we can do better than that.
Double chocolate, dip whipped chocolate swirl, triple choco party chocolate.
Let's circle back to that one later.
Broccoli and cream cheese?
Now you're talking.
Asparagus.
Yes?
Asparagus that fell on the floor.
In the basement. The basement floor. Asparagus.
Hospital food.
What?
Hospital food?
Mark, you're a genius! What else have you got?
Rayon. Coal miner.
This is what I'm talking about. Oh, this is the kind of thing we need around here. Anyone else?
Old people?
Excellent.
Gravel burn?
Great.
Kerosene, paint thinner.
Singed hair.
Burnt flesh.
Oh, I love burnt flesh.
Oh, good one, Betty. You're making me hungry.
And we're back with Calvin Rudge, veteran Shakespearean actor, whose recent triumph at Stratford in King Lear was hailed as basically the same as every other King Lear, but with more trembling.
Thank you. I wear that comment as something of a badge of honor.
You were telling us before the break about...
Oh, yes. About the time Chris Plummer and I were giving a benefit performance of Two Gentlemen of Verona in New York. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the third act, we're up to our elbows in blood, and suddenly Chris leans over to me and he says, Cal, he always called me Cal, you see, he says, Cal, you know, it's the strangest thing. I don't know if it's being all slicked up like this or not, but I was just thinking you and I should slip off somewhere for a really good and I said, slip off for a really good. And he said, yeah, I know just the perfect spot to have a perfect, you know, the kind of really makes you glad to be alive. And I said, well, what about the play, Chris? And he said, don't worry about that. We're not on again until the orgy scene in Act 12. Plenty of time for us both to get our hands on a big, juicy and stuff it into our mouths. And I said, all right, Chris, if that's what you really want. If you really want a big... excuse me. Did I just get beeped?
What?
Did I just get beeped when I said...
I don't think so. Let me check. Gerald?
What?
Have you been beeping Mr. Rudge?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Every time he said...
Yes.
Why would you do that? Why would you beep...
on the radio.
Of course you can say on the radio. There's nothing wrong with it's perfectly all right to say. I mean, who doesn't like a nice mouthful of every now and then?
Oh. So, when you said chicken sandwich, you actually meant a chicken sandwich.
But what else could I possibly have meant?
Nothing. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong list.
Our apologies to Mr. Rudge and to our listeners. Mr. Rudge, please continue.
Very well. So anyway, Chris was all fired up about this and determined to have his chicken sandwich. Was that all right that time?
Yes, that's fine. We've corrected the problem. Please continue.
Ah, very good. Well, what I hadn't told you was Jared Finian was also in the scene with us, and he decided that he was going to tag along. So there we were, three men in bloodstained togas at the deli counter, and Chris, who gets his sandwich first, gives me that mischievous wink of his and says, "Watch this." And he takes his chicken sandwich in both hands, and without warning, he steps up behind Finian and just rams the whole thing right up Jared's I mean, he crams it up there, like he punches it in with a 2x4. It's oh, and the screaming and the blood. Oh, my God, the and then oh, what a prankster.
You've been listening to Your Mom's a Podcast featuring Stephanie Lynn Russell, Amanda Skinner, Dwayne Mailman, T. Gregory Argall, and Todd McGinnis. Program written and produced by T. Gregory Argall and Stephanie Lynn Russell, with additional material by Todd McGinnis and music by Stefan Kartenberg.